Welcome to Soul to Soul with Kay Vlachos. I'm your host, Kay, and I'm here to inspire you to live a more meaningful life filled with love, laughter, and lots of amazing soul-led adventures. I'm an energy healer, mindset and well-being coach, and have been helping my clients, yes, this could be you, to manifest your intentions successfully for nearly a decade now. I love supporting my soul sisters here in Australia and worldwide to embrace your inner wisdom and trust in your intuitive guidance to navigate your way through this amazing life. Through attending my events here on the Sunshine Coast or booking in your own personal energy healing with me through my website, soul2soulwellness.com.au. My weekly soulful conversations are brought to you today by our partner, S2S Floors. S2S Floors pride themselves on delivering a high quality floor finish Australia-wide. S2S Floors understand the importance of creating luxury and durability in your home and are well known for providing a professional floor finish to your commercial premise as well. Check them out today for all your flooring needs at s2sfloors.com.au. Welcome back to my very first Soul to Soul podcast of the year. I cannot believe that we're already heading into the second quarter of our year already. We are farewelling summer right now here in Australia and saying hello to autumn, one of my favourite seasons of the year. It's still warm enough to swim in the ocean, and in the mornings and evenings, it's just crisp enough to enjoy fabulous nature walks or to sit outside and enjoy a drink. I love to meditate outside in the morning, and these are such special ways to bookend our autumn days here in Australia. We also have the most spectacular sunrises and sunsets at this time of the year as well. Now, our intuition is always guiding us and protecting us in the most beautiful ways. And so today's episode is calling you here for a reason. And in the next half hour, my intuition is telling me you are about to find out why. And perhaps it's to meet our amazing podcast guest, UK-based medium Julie Ebrey. Or perhaps it's to discover our beautiful collaboration, which is our fabulous Soul Alchemy event in Brisbane, Queensland, on the 5th and 6th of April later this year. Or perhaps there is a simple message or messages in today's soul chat with Julie, which will spark something inside you. Look, if you found yourself here today, it certainly is because spirit is guiding you in some way in your life. And can you trust this guidance? I'm already feeling the goosebumps, which is always a great sign for me and the common way that spirit often communicates with me. Before I introduce you to the beautiful Julie Ebrey, I'd love to invite you to consider connecting with us in just a few weeks in Brisbane, Australia. Soul Alchemy is our beautiful event that Julie, Ioana, and myself are hosting to help you awaken your psychic and mediumship gifts. Julie Ebrey and Ioana Sapanos are world-renowned mediums. And with myself, your intuitive soul coach, we are going to be supporting you in our transformative two-day workshop for beginners and those already on their psychic and mediumship journey. We're so excited to help you discover the magic within you and to support you to deepen your connection to spirit. So if you are feeling the stirrings of spirit in your soul right now, your body is resonating with my words, is this your calling to explore your connection to spirit with us or explore it with yourself in another way? Join us for an empowering and inspiring workshop, which is designed to unlock and enhance your psychic and mediumship abilities. Whether you're just exploring your intuitive gifts or you already have experience, this weekend we'll provide practical tools, guidance, and support from the three of us to take your spiritual development to the next level. You are going to awaken and refine your psychic and mediumship abilities with us, deepen your intuitive awareness, explore and be inspired by the gift of spirit connection, which is truly a beautiful gift to experience. We'll be creating guided meditations to strengthen your intuitive connection and to empower your soul's voice. You're going to learn to refine your delivery for greater clarity in your mediumship, if this is what you're choosing to attend for. And we're empowering each and every guest who comes along to meet you exactly where you are right now on your journey and help you to grow and to continue to develop your abilities. We have created engaging and immersive one-to-one group activities and exercises to build trust in your spiritual guidance. You're going to discover that you can bring through messages for yourself. Yes, that's true. There will be plenty of opportunities for hands-on practice with group and one-on-one activities. We will be able to provide supportive feedback to help you grow in a safe and nurturing environment. This is really important to us. We're here to inspire you, provide insights to help you live authentically as a spiritual practitioner. And even if you are coming along to expand your intuition so that you can use it in your business or workplace or at home, every single person who walks into our event is going to walk out of our event a whole new person and so glad that they followed their guidance to come along. This is exactly how I started my own spiritual journey, by signing up and attending an intuitive workshop just like this one. So it really feels like a full circle moment for me right now to be able to host one of these events for you. Who knew that when I attended my very first event, just because I was curious about spirituality, that I would actually find out that I had psychic abilities of my own. So knowing what I know now, over a decade later, I'm so happy that I chose the spiritual path, followed my intuition, and continue to follow my intuition today. And I wish this for you too, because discovering that I could actually engage my intuition to help me make decisions across all areas of my life, not just when I host my client energy healings and in my wellness events, it has been the ultimate discovery for me. We can use our intuition in our businesses, in our parenting approaches. We can teach our children how to use their intuition too. How empowering is that? And what I've discovered is my intuition always keeps me safe, and it's always guiding me towards fabulous opportunities like this one, and it really does just keep getting better and better. Without my intuition, I would never have started this podcast show, and I would never have discovered that I could reach people globally with this show. And all I had to do was listen to that little nudge in my mind that was telling me, start a podcast show, start a podcast show. And here we are today. I feel really blessed that I have walked this journey and so thankful that I've attended my very first intuitive workshop, even though I had no idea what I was getting into, just followed my curiosity. Our Soul Alchemy event is offering an early bird discount until the 15th of March. And when you buy your ticket to come along to our two-day workshop, this investment in yourself includes morning tea, lunch, and afternoon tea. And not only this, if you are traveling from out of town into Brisbane to attend, we are offering an accommodation discount when you contact North Lakes Hotel directly and make your booking with them. Mention this workshop. I will add the links to our event in the podcast show notes today and on YouTube if you're watching our soul chat today there. So shall I introduce you to our special guest now? Julie Ebrey is a psychic, evidential medium, and intuitive mentor who works in the UK and overseas. She has trained extensively through the Spiritualist Nationalist Union and at the Arthur Findlay College in the UK. Julie conducts private sittings, live public demonstrations, and hosts mentoring and spiritual development courses. She is passionate about guiding us and empowering people to find their authentic self by helping to navigate, recognize, and remove the obstacles that prevent us from our natural progression in life. Julie believes that not only are we human beings, we are also spiritual beings, and by recognizing the spiritual element within us, unleashes greater self-expression and understanding. It allows us to connect with the essence of who we are. Your intuition is a powerful tool, and when used for personal growth, it helps you gain a deeper understanding of your authentic self, enriches your self-awareness, and broadens your spiritual understanding. Now, my highlight today in our conversation is when Julie shared these wise words with me. Energy grows and grows and grows when you sit with like-minded people. And Julie shared this about her upcoming events in Australia. Wherever you are on your journey, even if you've never thought of joining an event like this, come along because you will be amazed. Even if you've not thought about yet, there is something stirring within you. Ask yourself, why is this stirring? Are we pressing that button of, ooh, I'd love to, but... This feeling inside you will keep growing and growing. And she says, if you are feeling this urge, she encourages you to delve a little more into your spiritual side because you will be amazed with what you will find because it is the most beautiful, sacred part of you that we are connecting to. And there is nothing more beautiful than connecting with your spirit and the spirit of others as well. Please enjoy my beautiful soul chat with UK medium Julie Ebrey. Thank you so much, Julie, for joining me for my latest podcast episode. How are you going?
I'm absolutely fantastic. It's an absolute pleasure to be here with you this morning, should I say. It's early morning in the UK for me.
And it's early evening here in Australia. So it's really awesome that we can do this using technology. It's what I love about technology.
It's amazing. It doesn't matter that there's a big globe between us. Technology just pushes us together so uniquely.
So today we're going to be talking about mediumship, and you're a professional working medium. And I wanted to start our conversation today by asking you, what is a medium?
You know, that's a really interesting question, Kay. And lots of people ask, what is a medium? And I can talk about my experience and my journey because a medium is a person who wants to work with the spirit world, but wants to work with the spirit world. We call it almost in service because what mediumship brings, it's more about what mediumship brings, is healing. Healing for the spirit world, but also healing for us today in humanity. Because a medium, we understand that a medium is somebody that connects with the spirit world. And by through that connection, we bring that space of healing from the spirit people, if we call them that, for want of a better word, to their loved ones here. And a medium's job, in the truest, purest sense, is just to form a bridge, to form a connection, for that love, that healing, and those messages to take place. It's not for the medium to sort of sit and say, aren't I fantastic, aren't I great? It's more about a space for healing.
Have you always been a medium, Julie?
You know, I think of it, Kay, as the medium is the outpouring of the role. I've always been very, spiritual or sensitive, I would say, because all mediums have to have an aspect of sensitivity. And I'm not talking about sensitivity of being very, very sensitive to people's emotions and getting upset all the time, but that tends to be an outpouring of our sensitivity. But it's a sensitivity to energy and a sensitivity to feelings, their own feelings, how they feel in their human self, so they can understand how when there's a movement in energy or a movement in vibration where the spirit world just get a little bit closer to them. And that's where we don't always understand whether we're working in the space of ourselves or working in the space of spirit.
And what is a spirit person? You mentioned spirit people.
I know. Because, you know, there's all these funny names, isn't there, when we talk about who live in the spirit world. You know, we only have language, so we have to find creative ways, don't we, of utilizing our language to explain something. So, I mean, look, I don't like the use of dead people, because my philosophy is that we don't die, we're a continuation. We've come, we experience, we move on, and it can be that complete cycle. So without being too expansive with language, for me, a spirit person, and this is why I respect the spirit world, it's one of our loved ones who no longer has a physical form but still has that spiritual form, the same way that you and I, Kay, and all our viewers today have their own spiritual form. When we pass to spirit, we just lose that physical form and we retain the spiritual form, which as a medium, that's what you connect with. That's what you bring forward, the essence of that beautiful person who's lived their story, their life, everything they believed in. And that's our work as mediums, to reunite them with their loved ones here.
It sounds so beautiful, doesn't it?
And it really is beautiful. And I think that's why so many people love working with the spirit world, because you just have that feeling of just complete and utter love, because the spirit world is very much about love. Our spiritual self is about love. Our spiritual self isn't about hate and creating wars. That's our human self. That's our ego, we could say in another way. But our spiritual self is about love.
Now, we all have a story when it comes to finding our spiritual connection. I know for myself, I probably was drawn more into this space when my grandmother passed away. And I feel like she started reaching out to me. And that was probably the first time I started to notice what I like to call the clues that was connecting me to her. And I was thinking at the time, okay, this is a bit crazy, but I feel like my grandmother's trying to reach out to me. And does she even exist now that she's passed on? And that was kind of like my spiritual awakening to discover that we actually don't, our physical self passes away, but our spirit is still here. And I'm wondering if you have your own awakening, or if it's something that you have lived with your whole life.
Yeah, it's a really lovely question, that is, because a lot of people find their spiritual self stirring when they've lost somebody, or they've been through that period in their life where they've had such a difficult time and they've kind of reached up to whatever they believe in and said, please help me. And something's happened and there's been a shift and they have no idea how they've been able to get out of that situation. Sometimes near-death experiences can be that starting point in people's journey. So we all have, and that's what's so beautiful about our journeys, they're all unique to every one of us. Now, my journey started when I was about, I don't know, I remember like being 4 or 5 years of age and being very young and just being very aware when I went to sleep of asking somebody, something, an entity just to look over me when I'm asleep. And either something, and I've even talked to psychotherapists. Is there something that as a child, some trauma that I experienced, that this is where this comes from? But nobody can find this out. Nobody's given me an answer. So I'll tell you the story. I used to ask if I would have some kind of protection when I went to sleep. And if I died, would you just let me know I died? And it was as though a part of me would be saying yes, and it would know. And it would watch me while I slept. So it was as though there was a part of me that watched me while I slept. And that was something that I just thought everybody did. Everybody did it. And even as a child, I used to see colours around people. And I never said anything. I don't remember saying anything, because I thought everybody saw colours around everybody. I thought that was just what we did. And I always had very strong dreams. They weren't prophetic dreams. They didn't prophesize anything. But they were just dreams that were so beautifully unreal. I'd be with other people and other children, and it was like another world, and I couldn't wait to go to sleep to rejoin these children. It was a dream that just carried on and on and on for, it felt like years, but it may have been months or weeks. And it was those type of things that happened to me, and I was always called the sensitive child. oh, you're very sensitive. And I was an emotional child as well. And through that emotion and that sensitivity, I think what happens, because our children are very open, they're very open to spirits. So many children see grandma sitting on the edge of the bed. It's ever so normal. And what we should do when we have children like that is just normalize it and just say, that's okay, that's beautiful. And just help them feel that it's okay, that it's not a bad thing to do. Because as they get older and they understand their sense of self, they start to lose that ability because we get trapped in the world we live in. We get trapped in our everyday life. And that too with children, they form an identity and society shifts them into forming that identity. And then when I was a little bit older, I always used to believe and I used to feel that if somebody told me about a granny or a friend who'd passed away, it was as though they stood right next to me and they told me the next bit of information before my friend told me. And I found that's when I started thinking, well, that's not normal, because we always try and find what's normal when we're, you know, developing, when we're in early adulthood. And it was that sort of phenomenon that just stayed with me. And then I lost my father when I was 23, and it was very, very tragic circumstances. And I think that was my starting point of, well, come on, what's this all about? And I did go to see a medium with my mother because she was grieving, and a medium told us some evidence about my father, which we could take, but we weren't really sure. And then she talked about my father having a big yellow briefcase with stickers on it, And we thought, well, that doesn't mean anything to her, so she must be wrong. We didn't understand mediumship. She doesn't have my father with her. So we went home really sad. We really wanted to have that connection, but we were very sad. 2 days later, because my father passed away overseas, what was delivered but a big yellow briefcase with stickers on it that had come from the other country that he'd passed away in. And we were aghast. But not only was I aghast, I was also sad because I didn't trust the medium and I didn't believe what the medium said, because I could have had a richer, more meaningful reading if I'd have just given in instead of going, no, you've not got my dad, no. So that was a big lesson for me. That really was a big lesson for me. And then I think, you know, I charted my life. I became the professional businesswoman. I went into the corporate world. And lots of things happened. There's so many things, far too many things to even sort of talk about today on this podcast that I know your viewers would resonate with. Just that feeling of intuition, that gut feeling about things, dreams, my dad coming through to me in dreams and talking to me, saying I didn't really die. And I used to think, well, that's my mind. I was very challenging for spirit. You know, that's my mind. That's just my wish. That's what I'd love. But it was so real. And that happened so many times. And then I just felt that the urge in my life was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I couldn't ignore that pull to my spiritual self, that pull to understanding, what am I? Why am I here? What's my purpose? There's too many unanswered questions for me. So I wanted to really delve into that spiritual part of me. And, you know, I always believe that when we reach out and we're ready, that's when it happens. So for me, it was quite later in life, but I think my spiritual journey and my spiritual self was just under the surface. So once I allowed it to come out, my goodness, it erupted. It really did. And it's been, you know, the last 5-6 years have been, wow, quite eye-opening as to the abilities that we hold and the abilities that we harness when we are true and when we are trusting, true to spirit and just trusting in spirit, not just our own spirit, but the spirit world as well. So there's so many other little stories I could tell you, but in a nutshell, that's part of my journey.
That is a really powerful story, because I think for somebody listening that perhaps hasn't connected with their spiritual connection yet, and as you said, you found it later in life, I think you're giving other people permission that it's okay to find your connection later in life. We don't have to have found it early on, even though, you know, we all have signs and experiences all the way through life. It's just that we may not want to fully focus on that until we're ready, like you said.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we all have our human lives to lead because they're experiential. We have to have those lessons, have those learnings in our human life. And I do believe that when you're ready, the spirit world will nudge you anyway. So whether you're 15, whether you're 55, whether you're 75, it doesn't matter. It's your time. That time is perfect because everything is in alignment. So don't worry about how old or where you are or how it happened. It doesn't matter. It goes far beyond that. The spirit world knows exactly what they're doing.
How are you currently supporting people with your mediumship, Julie?
Well, you know, Kay, I'm really blessed because I live in the UK. So we have a lot of spiritual churches and we have a lot of spiritual centers. So we have a lot of people wanting to go and sit with their spiritual self, but actually we have people very interested in mediumship. That's the big pull into the churches. People want to hear from their loved ones. They want to have that communion, if it's just for 5 minutes with their husband who died tragically, or their mum with those unspoken words that they never got to actually finally say at the end. That's where the feeling and that's where the desire and the community comes from. So I am a what we call a platform medium. I'm a demonstrating medium. So I go out and I may do one or two services or demonstrations a week. So that keeps me quite busy. And that's always beautiful. It's always very beautiful and very rewarding to do that. And I also teach people how to develop their own mediumship skills because we're all completely unique. And I empower people with their uniqueness because no two mediums should work the same. And in the same way as with any therapy, we should all bring our own individuality and our own essence of self into the mix. So we should all embrace that beautiful uniqueness that we are. And I also, I host and work with other mediums as well. So I really allow myself, rather than sitting doing a business plan and sitting, of course, we all do a small business plan, but I just allow that guidance to happen because I think that's the most exciting part. Rather than being rigid, just having that fluidity within yourself and almost allowing that organic shift to just occur and take you wherever it needs to. Hence this morning.
Yes, exactly right. And where's your guidance taking you this year with your mediumship?
Well, I'm really excited because I'm going to be coming out to Australia, of course, again. I'm working with yourself and another beautiful medium, Ioana Sopanos. And we're going to be doing a couple of places. We're going to be covering a couple of places in Australia. And one, obviously, is the gorgeous Brisbane. And we're going to be working with like-minded people. And that's what I'm excited about with coming to Australia. But I'm also looking at working a little bit in Europe as well, but also staying close to home. I do have my own studio, which, again, keeps me very busy. And that's where I host other mediums and we do workshops. And also I do private readings there and just embrace all aspects of this journey and just be prepared for whatever comes my way, the unknown in some respects. That's the exciting part. And, you know, we should never be afraid of the unknown because we're all supported. It's there. It's an opportunity. We've been presented with an opportunity. It's not the unknown.
I love that you mentioned that we're all supported. And if there's anyone listening today who's, you know, feeling a bit shaky in that respect, how would you help them to feel that connection more fully and be more trusting in that connection?
Well, it's that age-old question that we ask ourselves, is it me or is it spirit?
Yes.
And if we think about that and we break it down, and I would pose the question of how many times have we had that gut feeling where you just think of a friend, you phone your friend and your friend says, goodness, I was just thinking about you. How many times have we had that intuition where I just feel I need to make a career move and it's the best thing you've done? Or I feel I just need to move house. I don't know why. There's just a feeling in me. You walk into a room and there's just an energy and you think, oh, I love it here. Or, don't like it here. I'm going to move things around. That's nicer. Now, that is our spiritual self, but we ignore that and we just think it's us as human beings. Well, it is. But that's when our spirit's talking to us. That's that sensitivity that I talked about that's there within every one of us. And I think it's about recognizing that sensitivity and understanding how that sensitivity can support you and help you in your life, because we all have it. Every one of us, we're human beings. We all have it. So it's not something to be afraid of, but it's something to be understanding and realizing when your sensitivity, your intuition, your gut feeling, whatever word you want to use, when it's shifting, when it's moving in you. And when it's moving in you, why? Is it because you're in the wrong place? Is it because you're in the right place?
And so for someone who's never been to a medium before, and say they're curious, a little bit nervous, how would you advise them to find the right person for them?
Well, there's lots of mediums that advertise. And what I would always say is if there are reviews or if it's a recommendation, that's always a good thing to do. But equally, follow your intuition. I had a lady that came to me. She'd never been to a medium before. She got the first three names off her website and she went into her husband in the kitchen and she said, which name do you like the best? And he just pointed at this name and then she came to me for a reading and it was the most beautiful reading. And it was as simple as that. But if you want to be more practical about it, just recommendations. You may have a local center that works with mediumship that you could ask somebody there for a good medium. But really a good medium will make you feel at ease straight away. There is nothing negative. There's nothing sinister. If you don't feel at ease straight away, that's not the right medium for you, because you're sitting in each other's space. You're sitting with those two beautiful souls together and you're inviting your loved ones to come into that area and just be present. So it has to be a safe space and you have to feel comfortable with the medium. And of course, a lot of mediums, certainly UK mediums, can have accreditations. There is a wonderful college in the UK called the Arthur Findlay College that a lot of mediums do have trained at and do have accreditations through. So that may be another thing you want to check for as well. But, you know, there's many routes to finding the right medium for you. And sometimes it just happens.
That's beautiful. And when we host our event here in Brisbane, and also if there are people here from Melbourne who feel connected to Julie is hosting an event with Ioana in Melbourne as well. So we can add those details in the podcast show notes for you, Julie, so that, you know, anyone here in Australia can connect with you if they want to come and be guided by you. And so when they come to our event, what are you hoping that they're going to gain from attending our Soul Alchemy event in Brizzy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, the reason they're coming is actually interesting because, like I said, there's a shift in them to come. But what I always like to do is I like to help people, and I know Ioana's very passionate about this as much as you are, Kay, just explore their spiritual self and to actually realize how much of their spiritual self is working in their life now that they don't realize. And I think sometimes it's just, wow, I didn't realize that's what it was. I didn't realize that feeling I get was actually my intuition, my psychic ability, or even a mediumship ability. So what we'll do is we will explore on an individual, as a group, but on an individual basis in a very safe, nurturing and caring environment and just move people as much forward as they want to go. And it's quite lovely working in this way, Kate, because anybody of any level can join us. Because it's not about you have to have done this or you have to have done that. You have to be a healer or you have to be already a medium. We just find that spiritual essence together and we move you through and we move you forward and we teach you lots of different techniques. And I think that's the way that where the expansion comes, because not one technique, one medium works for everybody, one teacher. We give you different options because your soul, the way you work, will be different than your neighbor, the person sitting with you. So if you have different ways of approaching a particular piece of learning and it helps you and it encourages you and it broadens you, then that's what we need to be doing. And we also look at those blocks. And the big block is understanding the voice, for want of a better word, if you will, the voice of spirit. When is spirit talking to me? Am I ignoring it? And just helping to fine tune everything that there is about our spiritual self.
Going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it'll be wonderful. I mean, I always say that you walk in one person and leave another. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody leaves with such joy, such, it's just, there's no words to describe it. I mean, that's the problem. We are a society of words. But when you sit with spirit, it's just beautiful. And just sit with like-minded people. And the energy just grows and grows and grows. And we just have the best time. We really do. And we have a lot of fun and we have a lot of giggles and we just, it's the best time.
And I have a beautiful example of trusting our intuition. We both come together via the conduit of Ioana. And yeah. I have a story to share with that, because when I was looking for a spiritual mentor, I literally just said in my head to spirit, okay, I'm ready for my next teacher. Can you show me the way? And I happened to just be Googling, like you mentioned before, and Ioana's name came up first. And then of course I went, no, I'll keep Googling. And then as I kept Googling, I reminded myself, Kay, you got your answer the first time. You need to go with the first person that you came across. And that's how I found Ioana. And Ioana's intuition led her to connect us. And I just opened my heart and went, yep, let's do it. This feels great.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful, but also telling that we don't trust our soul? You know, we don't, oh no, I'll keep looking. Must be wrong. Because it's always right. It's the purest form of us. It's always right. And it always does the right thing for us. It's our human self that kind of sabotages it. But our soul always looks after us and it creates that pathway for us.
Now, Julie, I'm really appreciative of you sharing your time with me today and sharing your knowledge and your expertise. And before we wind up today, is there anything else that you feel called to talk about today here on the podcast?
Yeah, I mean, I think really summing it up, Kay, is about, you know, wherever you are in your journey, even if you've never thought of joining a group like this, come along, you'll be amazed. And even if you've not thought about it, but there's something stirring, just ask yourself, why is it stirring? Are we pressing that button of, oh, I'd love to, but? Because if that's just something that's within you to want to explore, it's going to keep growing and growing. So if you're feeling that urge, just delve a little bit more into that spiritual side of yourself, because you'll be amazed what you will find. And it's the most beautiful, sacred part of you. There is nothing more beautiful than connecting with your spirit and the spirit of others as well.
That sounds so beautiful. Now, if anyone wants to reach out to you and would like to connect to you on social media and on your website, what's the best way for them to reach out for you and to find out more about Julie?
Yeah, well, the easiest thing is my website, which is julieebrey.co.uk. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, Facebook Julie Ebrey. Instagram julie.ebrey.medium, but I'm sure you'll find me through Kay as well, because we're linked and, you know, the world's a small world. So yeah, I'm easy to find.
And if anyone's having any problems, they can reach out to me and I can pass your details on to them as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Julie, for joining me. I'm really looking forward to sharing this podcast. My podcast is listened to globally, so it'll be really, really cool to see if anyone from our community reaches out to you. I really do hope so, because I think they would have an amazing experience being read by you.
Oh, okay. That's lovely. And, you know, thank you so much for your time. It's wonderful to be present through technology, and I can't wait to be present in person. That's going to be the absolute icing on the cake.
I know. Not long now, just a couple of weeks.
Oh. I know, I'm so excited. And what's so nice is I don't have to bring jumpers with me. Because it's going to be gorgeous. We've not had sunshine much in England. So I'm so excited about just sun and gorgeousness that you guys have over there.
I'm really looking forward to meeting you in person.
It'll be beautiful. Thank you so much, Kay, for your time.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. All the links mentioned in today's Soul Chat can be found in the show notes below our conversation. If you loved this podcast episode, please leave me a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to today's episode. This helps more women to find these juicy and inspirational conversations. For all my upcoming events and to book an energy healing with me in person or via Zoom, please head to soultosoulwellness.com.au. In the meantime, I encourage you to do one thing for yourself today that is going to help you feel great in your skin and to help someone else feel great by just being your beautiful self with them. Wishing you a beautiful day.